What would happen if Daniel Craig met Sean Connery? Would that be matter meeting antimatter? What do you think? Because both play James Bond, but very differently.
Yes.
Very differently. Daniel Craig's James Bond is mean and nasty. I mean, he really is. He's, of course, he has mean and nasty things done to him, too. If you'll remember, Sean Connery, you know, it got to the point during the Roger Moore era where it was almost cartoon-type violence.
Yeah.
They made sure that the opening sequence was the biggest thing that went through the movie. I mean, you know, they had to outdo themselves each time. But you think about it, what happens when actors who played the same character meet? You know, it'd be kind of cool to have Sean Connery in a, you know,
in a cameo?
Yeah, something like that. So you got Roger Moore, and then you got Pierce Brosnan. And then think about the actors who played the Incredible Hulk. There was Eric Bana and Edward Norton and Mark Ruffalo. Was that his name?
Yes.
In the Avengers. And then there were the, how many Batmans can you name?
Oh, my goodness.
Because there are more than just the first few that you can think of.
Clooney, so, Keaton, Kilmer.
Yeah. George Clooney.
Right.
Michael Keaton, who I thought did a
great job. He just wasn't tall enough.
Yeah.
Christian Bale.
That's right. See, Christian Bale and of course, Adam West.
Adam West. Well, you know, that's the default.
But see, then there were others, though. For instance, who could forget Lewis Wilson?
Who?
Yeah. Lewis Wilson played Batman in its first incarnation back in 1943. They did a 15-chapter serial called Batman.
Oh, so those were the ones that ran before the features.
Feature films, that's right. And then the Boy Wonder actually was a 16-year-old actor. His name was Douglas Croft. So, I mean, he was actually of the age, pretty much.
No kidding.
The Boy Wonder would have been. And then who could forget Robert Lowry in 1949, how he played Batman.
Yeah, you know, it sticks in my mind always.
Oh, yeah, sure does. So, you know, just remember that. But, yeah, Adam West. Doing well. Oh, look at this. In our superhero segment, Clark Kent is quitting. Yep, Clark Kent.
Quitting the news?
He's calling it quits on print. In the upcoming issue of Superman, Clark Kent, Superman's photojournalist alter ego, quits his job at the newspaper, The Daily Planet.
Is it going to go to a radio station, which is infinitely better?
I don't know. What happens to Perry White? Will we not hear from Perry White anymore?
Is he going to become a blogger?
Yeah. Kent resigns.
What will happen to Johnny? Is he still going to take pictures?
He's that
redhead guy.
Oh, that's right, yeah. In a Jerry Maguire-type moment, loudly in front of the entire staff, he quits. The beat reporter emphatically emphasizes his unhappiness with how journalism has given way to entertainment. Go easy on us, another journalist tells Clark Kent. Times are changing, and print is a dying medium, according to the comics author Scott Lobel.
Cease is freaking out right now. Yeah.
He's going to start a blog.
There you go.
So see how that works out. All right.
He'll be the Drudge of Marvel Comics.
Well, again, right. Daily Planet, people don't understand the significance of that anymore. And you have, and, you know, again, to make the reference for the second day in a row with what's his name doing the Chanel commercials? I mean, you've got to go to a younger demo. I mean, think about how many.
Clark Kent's just a Debbie Downer.
That's Debbie Downer.
Yeah,
I don't know what is that.
It's like someone who's like,
I thought there was a character for sure. Okay, anyway, but you think about it. How many people who are under the age of 25 read a newspaper that aren't parakeets
that are forced to do it?
Really? Yeah, that's not a school project.
No, really. Oh, hey, the president's going to be, he's heading to L.A. tomorrow, so he can once again be on the penetrating questions of Jay Leno thrown at him. White House announced that he'll go on out there, you know, because he's going to swing through Iowa and Colorado and California and Nevada, and he figured, what the heck, while he's out there, he may as well one more time be on The Tonight Show. So, see how that works out for him. Oh, and if you watch Homeland, which is on Showtime.
Which apparently you should, because it won every award that has ever been made ever for television.
Yeah. I've captured the second season. I'm kind of plowing through that right now, as a matter of fact. It's one, but, you know, that redheaded guy, he's not from around here. He's British.
Is he foreigner?
He's one of them foreigners who changes, and they speak. He speaks an American accent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
Yep. So anyway, this past Sunday's episode pulled in 1.7 million viewers. That's the best yet for the show. And, yeah, as you say, the show, which won an Emmy this year, is that right, for Best Drama Series?
I believe so.
Stars Claire Danes. And let's see, another day, another movie made from a video game. This one is Assassin's Creed, about a guy who travels back in time to hunt down targets surrounding various historical events. In four games, he's set to become a Knights Templar. He rolls through Florence, Italy during the time of Leonardo da Vinci, and then America during the time of the Revolutionary War. So there you go. Oh, and that cornfield that they used in the movie Field of Dreams?
Yes. Yeah.
In Iowa.
Yeah, being turned into a real-life playground featuring 24 ball fields instead of just one.
Oh, really? So they're just going to doze the whole thing?
Development company called Go the Distance Baseball LLC. Going to shell out $38 million to turn Dyersville, Iowa property into a big-time baseball attraction instead of your simple field where tourists visit and play games of pickup baseball.
Lame.
Yeah.
So did they buy both? Because my understanding was that that land in the movie was actually owned by two different people. So
not
they would
anymore.
Have to buy it from...
Yeah, they did. That's why I guess probably why it cost $38 million.
It's going to be a lot of unhappy Japanese tourists.
Some of the local townspeople and the Field of Dreams fans want the fields to stay the way it is, but may have to change their stance and wake up big business. After all, you can't have it the way it always used to be. Things do change.
So, change bad.
Change bad thing. Bad thing.
Unless you're a baby with a dirty diaper.
Yeah.
That's the only one who likes change.
Very nice.
Atta girl.
If you use an Android headset, you may be sending out, handset. You use a Android handset, and I do. You may be sending out personal and private information without realizing it. Security researchers found that more than 1,000 legitimate Android apps contain inadequate SSL protections that could lead them into a situation where they would be vulnerable to data theft. I got like six apps on my phone, so I don't use them. I know.
You are so out in front of things.
Yeah, my desktop has like 86 things on it on my computer at home, and I can get the temperature. I know what the temperature is. I can do that.
There you go.
That and the time. Yeah, I got it.
We have a lot in common, Scott.
There you go. When it comes to that, that's for sure. According to the TechSpot blog, the problem is blamed on poor implementation of encryption protocols by the app developers. Well, what? They're rushing them to market? I think we should probably make sure the apps are safe. Researchers tested a sample of 13,000 popular apps from the Google Play market. More than 1,000 were vulnerable when run through the local area networks in a Wi-Fi spot.
Uh-oh.
So people could be walking by stealing your stuff. Stealing your stuff. Oh, you never thought there'd be tractor beams, did you? Well, there are.
Gosh, call Mr. Downs.
If Ben weren't in a meeting right now, and he probably is, I would call him. New York University scientists were able to create a device that by projecting two beams, they're Bessel beams, which is a laser that emits concentric circles.
Is that just how it
that
sounds?
Was
exactly.
Awesome.
They can make photons scatter toward the beam source. That's what tractor beams do, at least in theory. Other laser beams have been able to repel objects or lift very specific particles, but this new invention significant due to the range of matter that it works on. NASA, we're still relevant, has already expressed interest in the research, of course, because they want to be relevant, hoping it could prove to be useful for gathering objects in space exploration. So, see, doesn't that mean that they're just kind of like a space vacuum cleaner?
Pretty much.
But, I mean, that's not nearly as techie sounding as a tractor beam, right?
Right.
So, when you call home today, hon, what are you doing? I've got the tractor beam out, and I'm picking up fur balls, right?
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Howdy, Aggieland. You've chosen the best university for your mind. Now you need to choose the best health club for your body. AeroFit Health and Fitness has been chosen the best of the Brazos for 10 years. Here are just a few of the reasons AeroFit has been voted best health club. AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. AeroFit now has 2 express locations offering you 24/7 availability so you can work out when you need to. AeroFit offers you full service fitness with swimming, basketball, tennis, and racquetball, plus a nursery for the kids. AeroFit has the best personal training staff. AeroFit offers the best in group exercise such as Zumba, Pilates, and studio cycling. AeroFit is not overcrowded. Why should you have to wait for your workout? And AeroFit has plenty of parking. Call, click, or come by today or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and request more information on all of AeroFit's great facilities and services. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. We look forward to seeing you soon.
With today's economy, uncertain at best, going out to buy a $30,000-plus car with a 5-year note makes no sense. If your car needs a new lease on life, then locally owned and operated B&B Automotive has been repairing cars like new since 1986. In fact, B&B can even repair pre-computerized cars. Remember carburetors? They do. And B&B can fix almost any older model car. They'll do a great job getting your new model or old model back into shape. Personalized service, fleet work, and towing service available. It's B&B Automotive on Coulter and Bryan.
Hey, good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 12 minutes still. Okay, now, when did you say you're carving the pumpkin at your house?
Thursday.
Okay.
You wanting to go, Scott?
No. I've done that thing. But here's the deal. This may make it a little bit easier for you, number one, and it also may make it last a little longer.
Like I've got a Dremel?
No. Freeze the pumpkin first.
Really?
Yep. Leave it in the fridge for half a day and let it thaw. The freezing method will delay decomposition.
Make it harder to carve, though, won't it?
Well, no, but then I think it's just kind of cold then. So you put it in the fridge.
Okay.
Pumpkin needs to be pre-washed. It's covered with bacteria and fungus.
Okay.
So wash all the dirt off of it and then spray it inside and out with bleach and a water solution and let it dry.
Really?
Yep. Lemon juice also works. That's all right. Go.
No, please finish.
Once you finish carving, give all exposed and cut surfaces. Oh, this is too much trouble. Cut all the exposed.
You talk about Vaseline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know about this?
Yeah. There's another one that I just saw that I'm going to try this year.
Oh, okay.
I'm a pumpkin geek. I love carving pumpkins.
I love carving them too, but I mean, I stand with the people that think it's okay to let your kid eat dirt. Like, I mean,
really? You don't want the pumpkin to like collapse on your porch.
No, and some of the designs that I do are so thin they do. But if you cover them with Vaseline, it will work. And
really?
if you save those little silicone gel packs that you get in your shoes
that say "Do not eat,"
exactly,
because it looks so delicious.
Which you could, and I'll explain that in a minute. But you put those, apparently, if you can get 2 or 3 of them, you put those in the pumpkin, and it will absorb the moisture that causes them to mildew up.
That would make sense.
Well, you know what else you can do while you are?
Wait, now hang on. We'll go there in a minute.
Okay.
I want to know about the. About the eating them.
It's 100% fine to eat them. I'm not telling you to eat them. It's a choking hazard. That's why they say not to put them in around. It's not like they're poison. Right?
Oh, so like poison. If you tear the bag open and you could just put them down your throat like Skittles.
Right.
Why would you want to eat that?
You're
nasty
right.
Stuff.
But it's exactly right.
It's the printed message is on there to keep babies from getting into them and eating them, because most of the time they're, you know, kind of blue colored or whatever, and they
damn babies read all the time, don't they?
Well, it's parents. It's for parents.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, I got it. Okay. All right, go ahead.
But you can actually eat them.
Oh, yeah. You can also roast pumpkin seeds while you're at it. So just turn your oven on to 250 degrees and mix in 1.5 tablespoons of butter, 1 1/4 teaspoons of salt, some Worcestershire sauce, and whatever little spices you like. Bake it for about 1 hour in a preheated oven, stirring it occasionally until it's crisp, dry, and golden brown. So there you have it.
All right. Hello.
Hey, speaking of pumpkins.
Yes.
You remember I told you about that country maze out here in Snook?
Yes, I remember that.
It is now open full swing.
Really? Shot. Is that right? Do they have a website, or do you know?
No, I don't think so. It's called Country Maze, and it's really pretty cool. I've got some aerial shots of it.
Oh, cool. All right, so that's going on. Now, where do you have the aerial shots?
It's inside the entrance.
No, I mean,
it's an aerial shot inside.
Do you have some aerial shots, or?
No, they had a crop duster go up and take some pictures of it.
Well, get them to send it to me.
Okay. I sent it to you, Scott.
Oh, did you? Okay, I'll go have a look. Thank you, man. Okay. I appreciate it. There you go. Clarence, who lets us know about all things going on in Snook.
There you go.
And so they got a country maze out there. But see, for me, it doesn't have to be very tall for me to get lost. So just, you know, I can get in there and get. I could get in a Yopon maze and and get in a boxwood.
Field of dandelions. Yeah, where did Lucia go?
Get in a boxwood maze. I could probably do that if I needed to. So there you go. Right. So now are you going to bring us some pumpkin seeds?
You know what?
No, I'm talking to Kat. Oh, she had to go. She's running another route right now. Yeah. Anyway, so if you bring the pumpkin seeds, maybe she'll roast them.
I've done the roasting thing, so sure. Really? I'd rather her ever do it.
Here. Yeah, well, there's
bring her a bag of glop from inside the pumpkin.
Yep, there you go. Hey, there's no cure for the common cold. I think we know that. But there just may be some magic inside a bottle of probiotics. Researchers noticed college students who took probiotics were less likely to suffer long colds and upper respiratory infections. College students are widely known for leading pretty stressful lives, often don't sleep as they should, and live in close quarters and have to juggle lots of classes and stuff. And that's why scientists wanted to study them. According to a Newswise press release, the probiotics didn't stave off colds, but the students taking them noticed a duration of about 2 days shorter than their counterparts who were not taking the pills. They also reported symptoms that were about 34% less severe and a high quality of life, which resulted in the fewer missed days of school. Because, after all college students are there to go to class. That's why they go to college. Now, see, Zicam. Zicam works for me. It's the zinc-based
Then everything tastes funny.
Yeah, there are all sorts of different ways you can do it. They do swabs for the inside of your nose or sprays. Or the first ones they did, which were really nasty, were kind of dissolving things. They were pretty grungy. But anyway, it's out there. All right, here you go. If you need something to look at today while you're at work and you don't want to be looking at the spreadsheet and you've already beaten Solitaire 6 times on YouTube.
No, I've never done that.
Okay. Sad.
Yeah, on YouTube, appears to show a pedestrian bounce off the windshield of a vehicle that appears, this is a high-speed chase that took place. They walk away seemingly unscathed, as a matter of fact. It's online. The footage shot from the car's dash cam, making the rounds online. The footage shot shows the vehicle speed through an intersection and swerve as it approaches a man who's crossing the street. Now, the man jumps on the vehicle's hood, smashing the windshield, then rolls off when the car comes to a stop, landing on his feet.
Wow.
Stunned man looks back at the driver, brushes himself off. Footage was captured apparently October 17th in Russia.
Was it Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I don't know who the guy was. I mean, it's pretty danged amazing. But anyway, that's out there if you want to see it. Now, while you were gone, I think we've committed you to roast pumpkin seeds for us, by the way.
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to. Okay.
I'll bring you the bag of glop Friday morning.
Ooh, boy.
I'll do it.
Pumpkin glop.
Hi, I'm Frank Verisco, market president for American Momentum Bank. It's time that you got your money moving forward. It's time you got momentum. One of the ways that American Momentum Bank is moving faster is with remote deposit. Now you can bank from the comfort of your home or office without the hassle of dealing with traffic. With remote deposit from American Momentum Bank, all you need is a scanner, a computer, and an internet connection. Simply scan your checks and deposit them directly to your American Momentum account, day or night, any hour, even weekends, so your money is in your account and ready to use faster. That's what it's like to have momentum on your side. And American Momentum Bank offers a full line of banking services for both your personal and business banking needs. American Momentum Bank's leadership lives and works here too. That means local leadership, local bankers, and local service. Move forward now at AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 774-1111. That's 774-1111. American Momentum Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Find complete nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Howdy, this is DJ Capener, president of the Bryan Firefighters Association. Our firefighters are proud to overwhelmingly endorse Chuck Condorla, Art Hughes, and Greg Owens in their Bryan City Council races. During their previous years on council, Chuck and Art have fought tirelessly to support your public safety officials. This year, after interviewing both candidates in the single-member District 3 race, we believe Greg is the best choice. Please join the Bryan Firefighters Association in voting for Greg Owens, Art Hughes, and Chuck Condorla for Bryan City Council.
Political ad paid for by the Greg Owens campaign. Hello, Joe Orsak at Marble Craft. If you're in need of a new shower or bathtub surround, and you'd like to eliminate those hard-to-clean grout lines and have a surface that is beautiful, durable, and will last a lifetime, let Marble Craft provide you with the solid granite, natural marble, or travertine wall panels. We can also provide you with the matching tub deck and vanity tops. For over 12 years, Marble Craft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let us help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson in Bryan.
Lunch doesn't have to be boring, and it doesn't have to be the same boring lunch day after day. At Subway restaurants, you can enjoy many of your favorite sandwiches as a featured fresh value meal for $5.50. A different regular 6-inch sandwich is featured every day as a fresh value meal with chips and a 21-ounce drink. Choosing lunch just got easier. Start your week off right with a turkey breast and Black Forest ham sandwich on Monday. On Tuesday, enjoy oven-roasted chicken. Alleviate those midweek blues with turkey breast on Wednesday. Treat yourself on Thursday to a spicy Italian. End the work week with a cold cut combo on Friday. The weekends are even better with Black Forest ham on Saturday and sweet onion chicken teriyaki on Sunday. It's our $5.50 fresh value meal of the day. Get a featured 6-inch sandwich, chips, and a 21-ounce drink for only $5.50. Head to your nearest Subway restaurant and see what's on the menu today. Valid at participating locations. Excludes premium subs. Additional charge for extras. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Subway. Eat fresh.
There you go, News Talk 1620, WTAW. South Carolina man who won $200,000 on a lottery scratch-off ticket told officials he had been living at a rescue mission. The man, whose name was not released, won the prize on a $10 scratch-off ticket called The Color of Money. Said the money will enable him to, yes, move out of the mission. Yeah,
good for him.
$200,000, I would think he probably was.
Wow.
Even after...